great country, Q94. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tinar from Dunkin' Donuts. Good morning,
Kyle. Good morning. How are you?
Happy rendezvous.
Yeah, it's here.
It is here. And I thought that the temperature was supposed to like drastically jump up because it's rendezvous weekend, but I don't know if it is.
Well, normally we have terrible storms.
Yeah, that too. It's either unbearably hot or terrible storms.
That's where the loincloth comes in, right?
Do you have yours ready?
No, not this year. No, that's only a first-year probationary officer uniform.
That's your initiation into becoming a Prairie du Chien police officer.
Yeah.
Good luck to Alex and Steven.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's happening this weekend. I'm assuming your department has some responsibilities.
Yeah, busy weekend. You know, it's changed over the years. When I first started here, we used to close off the island. We used to put officers on the bridges and stop people from accessing the island after 11 p.m. We don't do that anymore, but you know, a lot of things have changed over the years. The flea market has grown, and our Buckskinner area has kind of shrunk a little bit. But always a good time, always an increase in traffic. I tell all the locals, if you know where Washington Street is, use Washington Street to access the island. Don't use Blackhawk Avenue just because of the congestion of traffic on Blackhawk Avenue. That is a thing during rendezvous. We've got ball tournaments going on down on the island as well, so there's a parking issue for that as well. We do have extra staff on. We always staff extra people throughout the weekend. And we also have a planned protest that's going on this today from 11 to 1 at Blackhawk and Marquette as well. So a lot of things going on in Prairie du Chien this weekend. All of them are going to be safe. They're going to go out without a hitch. And I guess you'll call me on Monday when it doesn't.
Or you'll inform me on Monday via press release if it doesn't. I also want to bring up, as he sits in the corner oh so patiently, you brought friends this week.
I did. Yep, I brought the district attorney with me, and we're planning on, maybe not planning on, but planning on a extended version this week.
I was going to say, we are planning on it because, Kyle, I'm going to rip the veil back a little bit.
Okay, do it.
While this airs on Saturday morning, I don't do anything live because that's how you get mess ups on the air. So we actually started recording.
Yeah.
So if you listen to our extended version, it sounds like it's going to be the on air version. And we got into like a 22 minute conversation, and I'm like, we can't air this. Gabe's going to yell at me. So we decided to make that an extended version.
Which is great.
We have already recorded the extended version.
If you haven't listened to an extended version before, Stay tuned on Monday.
Be like one of our best.
This was good.
I'm not gonna lie, but I did. I pulled the veil back a little bit.
Yep.
We already recorded that part, but we do have Crawford County District Attorney Andrew Burdick with us today. So welcome. You are the fourth friend that Kyle has brought.
Fourth consecutive, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he can fill out a full hand. I don't think he has five.
See you next week.
He's gonna go through his phone.
Find out next week.
So Andrew, I know you kind of did this already and in the extended version, but if you want to introduce yourself and just, kind of give a brief, you know, how you got to Crawford County.
Okay. I'm happy to do that. I've never been on the radio before, so this is kind of a weird deja vu thing where I feel like we did this, but now we're like in a different time zone and we're going back and I'm like, am I crazy? I finally snapped. Here we are. Well, my name is Andrew Burdick. Based on your record, I'm not crazy.
No, not crazy.
But no, I'm the Crawford District Attorney. I am from the Detroit area originally. Grew up in Southfield, Michigan, Milford, Michigan area. I went to law school at UW-Madison. And then from there, I became a public defender practicing in this county and others in the Southwest Wisconsin area. I then was a private bar attorney for a little bit. Was not very good on the business side of things. I then switched sides and became an assistant district attorney up in La Crosse. I did that until then DA Steiner is now Judge Steiner. And when this position was advertised, I applied for it. And here we are. I've been here since about September of last year.
Well, welcome. I know we kind of, to keep it light and simple here, you know, you obviously are the person who is prosecuting any criminals in the Crawford County in general, right?
Yep, I've got, as long as it doesn't somehow go federal, in which then case it would be Western District, I've got the whole Crawford County jurisdiction.
Crawford County, so what I'm trying to get at is you are working very, very closely with law enforcement in Crawford County, whether it be Kyle's office in the Prairie du Chien Police Department and also then the Sheriff's Department. That's kind of the relationships that you are working and building just so that when you go into a case, you kind of have already discussed it with local law enforcement and kind of have an idea of what's going on, correct?
Correct. So they do the investigation, and then when they submit the evidence to my office, I make a charging decision. And then my job, as far as the processing standpoint, is to decide what we should charge, if we can charge, and then ultimately, what are we trying to do on behalf of the state of Wisconsin? So then my job is to file the case if I choose to charge, and then I prosecute it all the way to conclusion, whether we win, lose, or break even.
And I know we kind of touch on this in the extended version too, but you know, you're really the person who is looking down at them saying, hey, you know, I really need this report like this, or I really need a few more, you know, we can't go forward with charges on this because you don't have enough evidence to back it up. So I don't want to say you're like telling them how to do their jobs. I don't want to give you that power, but you're kind of the one that's saying, hey, we need more of this, or less of this, more of this.
Yeah, so while I've never looked down at Kyle,
nobody looks down at Kyle.
Yeah, also, the people in the radio can't see. He's like, what, 6'2"?
Yeah, like whatever.
I'm 5'4", maybe 5'5" when I stand on my toes at the doctor's office.
Kyle's elbow.
So, yeah, so let's be very clear. I will never actually look down at Chief Tainer. So part of that is, after looking at the reports, I'm really bound by the law and the evidence. So what does the law say? Are the elements met? And is the evidence sufficient? So a lot of times officers, when they're, you know, looking in terms of what we should do in their building a case, you know, the step one is probable cause. Do I need to make an arrest? Can I make an arrest? What should I do? And that is all sorts of things. And then I'm looking at it only from the situation, more or less, of beyond a reasonable doubt. I'm starting to think, what is this case going to look like at trial? Can I win at trial?
This person going to get off on a technicality?
That's another thing. And then, you know, if I see a legal defect like that, or this wasn't done, you know, I think we need this defect. And that comes in all sorts of different flavors. My job is to, do I communicate with chief or the officer? Hey, I need this piece of evidence. Go see if you can get it. This is why we can't move forward. Or, hey, I get where you were going with this. I just don't think we're going to get enough. Or, hey, here's this case law that you probably weren't aware of. We need to talk about, you know, mm-hmm. what we could do differently. But for purposes of this case, we're not going to move forward because of X, Y, and Z.
Which I think is something that a lot of people don't realize. And I know we'll talk more about this in the extended version, but kind of that, you know, you guys fill out your reports. You know, handcuffs don't necessarily solve the problem, you know. You arrest somebody, that doesn't mean they're immediately going away for 10 years. Like, there's a due process in there. And there's a lot of your office, the police department, and the district attorney coming together going, okay, where can we go with this?
Yeah, one of the most common misconceptions I've heard over my time as a police officer and police chief is when we come in contact with a victim of crime or somebody who's reporting something to us, and they say, well, I want to press charges. We're sitting in the room with the only person in the county who can actually press charges. And that's a very common statement that we get from a lot of victims, and we get from a lot of folks. Like, when we go into a home that's in a domestic disturbance case, for instance, and it's very common for the victim in the domestic disturbance case to say, well, I don't want to press charges. I don't want to prosecute this person. I don't want to, you know, it's not them. It's not them. It's they're providing us with information, and then we provide that information to the person who actually has the power and capability of pressing charges. So I'm happy he's here with us. And again, if you've never listened to any of our extended versions, we've already recorded it. It's a good stuff. Make sure you tune in on Monday on the extended version.
Yeah, you're not going crazy. We did this completely out of order. Normally, I record the on-air version. It airs very shortly, and then we sit here and we do the extended version.
Okay.
And, you know, we elaborate on the topics that we brought up. This time we did it backwards, and I was like, okay, what are the topics that we did elaborate
on?
We'll talk about them here. So, sorry to make you go through the ringer of doing it backwards. This is the first time we've done it backwards.
I think it's worked out. It's fine.
It did actually work out. So, check the website on Monday, WQPCradio.com. I'll get that posted. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're a busy guy. Enjoy Rendezvous.
I literally was today years old when I found out that Rendezvous was a thing. So now I'm like scrambling to find a loincloth that matches. I'm being told all these things. I'm wondering if this isn't just some elaborate game to punk me, that I'm going to show up to the island literally, you know, and not put my skibbies, and everyone's going to be like, yay, Berta got you again. So, but thank you very much.
Yes. Well, thank you. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tenor from Dunkin' Donuts and Prairie du Chien.